from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 70 people killed in Pakistan blast, including 30 children. Pakistan is mourning the death of at least 70 people in Sunday's Taliban suicide bombing in the eastern city of Lahore that targeted Christians. Up to 30 children were among the dead. 300 others were wounded. Reporter Ayaz Ghul has details.
This is a very famous park in the city. And in fact, it was Easter, and most of members of the Christian community, they were also present with their kids. And apparently a suicide bomber struck the area of the park where mostly kids were playing with their parents.
The United States condemned in the strongest terms the attack in Lahore, calling it a cowardly act in what has long been a scenic and placid park. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads and arrested a number of suspected terrorists and facilitators from areas in the provincial capital and two other cities. Authorities in Mali say two men with alleged links to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with the March 13th terror attack in the Ivory Coast resort town of Grand Bassam that left at least 19 people dead. Ivory Coast last week said it had 15 other suspects in custody. The North Africa branch of Al-Qaeda also has claimed responsibility for a hotel assault in November in Mali that killed 20 people. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanded operations against Islamic State. The militants took the city from government forces in a matter of days in May of 2015 and later demolished several 2,000-year-old monuments as part of their pattern of destroying what they consider to be idolatrous worship. This is VOA News. Belgian riot police clashed Sunday with hundreds of protesters in central Brussels despite a ban on demonstrations in effect through Tuesday. The protesters said they were showing solidarity with the victims of last Tuesday's multiple bombings at the airport and a subway station that killed at least 31 and wounded hundreds more. The investigation into the March 22nd attack appears to show links to last November's terror attacks in Paris that killed some 130 people. Authorities have conducted raids and arrested several suspects across Europe in recent days. In a U.S. broadcast interview on Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry, who met with European and Belgian officials in Brussels, said that the U.S. is cooperating in the effort to prevent such attacks in the future.
We've been looking for additional screening. We've been engaged, actually, with the Belgian authorities for some period of time now, trying to fill gaps that they're aware exist. And I think everybody is now geared up to recognize that the fight is not just in Iraq and Syria, but the fight is wherever those fighters have come from.
The U.S. government has confirmed that so far four Americans are known to have died in the Brussels bombing attacks and at least 12 others were wounded. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen said today that it released 109 Yemeni detainees in exchange for 9 Saudis who were being held. Shiite Houthi rebels seized the Yemeni capital of Sana'a in September 2014 and in March of last year pushed south to the city of Aden in an offense that led President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi fleeing to Saudi Arabia. Donald Trump, the front-running U.S. presidential candidate for the Republican Party, is not winning a lot of friends with America's key allies in Asia after criticizing their contributions to regional security and suggesting they develop their own nuclear arsenals. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga today rejected the suggestion. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government, however, has been working to expand the country's defensive posture. And Mr. Trump's recent comments about withdrawing from Asia could reinforce the need for a stronger Japanese military. In U.S. politics, just off his sweep of three Democratic caucuses, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday declared his campaign has momentum to win over his rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we work.
Some political observers have said that Ms. Clinton's lead is insurmountable. Bernie Sanders on Sunday rejected that notion. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.